I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo, bra thieves get busted in Tacoma. 34-year-old guy named Dusty Jones in Tacoma came back to his house Thursday, surprised to see something in his driveway. It was a car he didn't recognize. It wasn't his girlfriend's car. She was at work. So he's looking at this. What's going on here? Then he sees a woman on his front porch taking a package that had been dropped off by a delivery service. So Dusty Jones gets out of his car, approaches this woman on his porch and says, what are you doing here? And she says, oh, this is my house. And Dusty Jones says, no, this is my house, and take your hands off my package. And then he got out his phone and started videoing the whole event. She then tosses the package she picked up, jumps into the car. There's two guys in the car, and they drive off. Well, inside that package was a $14 strapless bra his girlfriend had ordered. He saved the bra, and he saved the video, which he gave to the police. He posted that video on Facebook. A bunch of people claimed to recognize this woman. But Tacoma police told him because the package wasn't stolen, they're not going to follow up.
Are you kidding?
Nope. But they say they will see if these people are involved in crimes the department is currently working on.
I bet they are.
But she didn't, I guess she didn't commit a crime because she didn't take the package. The weird thing about the story is that there was a second package on the porch, an even bigger, more valuable one. It was like a piece of furniture that he had ordered, and she totally ignored that and went right for the $14 bra.
Before you start tweeting out screenshots of your computer, you got to make sure your computer's, you know, clear of anything you wouldn't want anybody to see. There's a popular writer, Newsweek writer and Vanity Fair editor named Kurt Eichenwald. And last Wednesday, he tweeted out a photo of his laptop screen to show what he was working on. What he didn't realize and what some people on the internet were quick to spot was that one of the other tabs, he had it open to one tab, but one of the other tabs was open to a, what they call a hentai porn website. I don't know anything about hentai
porn.
There's
hen porn now?
Well, it's called hentai, as best as I can understand.
Oh, so it doesn't involve those kind of hens.
It's like anime porn. It's like porn. Hold on.
Cartoon porn?
Kind of like that.
Okay.
According to Eichenwald, he went on Twitter to explain and apologize.
He likes the cartoon porn.
Well, he said he and his kids were simply trying to prove to his wife the existence of tentacle porn. Tentacle porn, where it's erotic entertainment that consists of tentacled creatures having sexual intercourse with humans. So he tweets out,
how does that become an argument in the house?
I have no idea.
Where are you in the dinner conversation where that comes up?
Do you want some? You guys want to sit around and watch some tentacle porn after dinner? He retweets, okay, I'm a dumbass. Believe it or not, my kids and I were trying to convince my wife that tentacle porn existed. I tried to find some and show her that it was real, but I couldn't find any and ended up with this. It's some other porn website. My family reads my Twitter feed, so they know this is true. And then he says, he tried to search to find, he goes back over, I tried to find tentacle porn and prove that it exists. It was on my screen to prove to my wife, and that's what it's all about. Seriously, I don't see the appeal of cartoon porn, but it is a multi-billion dollar business, so people must obviously look at it. So now his readers and everything are going, what are you looking at with your kids with tentacle porn? That just sounds weird.
Yeah.
I guess.
Tentacle porn sounds even weirder than hen porn.
I guess.
They say quitting cigarettes is even harder than quitting drinking. People try just about anything to quit the cigarette smoking. And there's this woman in Australia who's doing that right now, this 34-year-old woman. She has chained herself to her bedroom to stop smoking. Chained herself to her bedroom away from her cigarettes so she can only get to her bathroom, and she's got some food there. This woman's name is Crystal. She's been addicted to cigarettes since she was 14 years old. She said she has gone so far as to consider getting arrested to help her kick the habit. Well, I think they let you smoke cigarettes and in jail, so I don't know that that's going to help out. But for the past 11 days, she'd been living inside of a self-created prison thanks to this long chain that she attached to her ankle that gives her enough room to reach the bathroom and access food, but she can't get to her cigarettes because she's got this big chain around her ankle. And she says she's not eating anything but canned food. So the cancer sticks aren't going to kill her, but the sodium intake from all that canned food will probably do her in.